Here's more of this morning's health news. A new study is raising serious questions about the safety of a popular new drug for the treatment of congestive heart failure. Now, there are some similarities to the story of another drug, Vioxx. The drugs were both approved quickly without long-term safety data, and problems were not immediately apparent. But there's also a big difference. This drug is for a condition that is often fatal, and that is affecting how some doctors are judging its safety. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Cardiologist Jonathan Sackner Bernstein takes care of people with congestive heart failure, where the heart doesn't pump enough blood. The condition can escalate into an acute phase. Patients can't get enough oxygen, and they can die. Sackner Bernstein was excited when the Food and Drug Administration approved niceratide in 2001.
When it was first marketed, I started using the drug and was impressed with how it affected people's breathing, making them feel more comfortable very promptly.
Not everyone was impressed. Cardiologist Stephen Nissen of the Cleveland Clinic was the sole person on the FDA's advisory board to vote against the drug, and he wouldn't prescribe it.
I felt that there was insufficient evidence that the drug was superior to existing therapies, and it's very expensive. It's about $500 a day, and I had concerns about the safety of the drug.
A few articles appeared in the medical literature connecting niceratide to kidney problems. Sackner Bernstein grew concerned. He and several colleagues pulled data from the company's FDA filing and looked at a new study. They did what's called a meta-analysis to see how patients did in the month after being given the drug.
We estimate that the risk of dying after being treated with niceratide could be as high as 80% greater than someone's risk might have been otherwise.
These are not new issues.
Robert Temple is with the Center for Drug Evaluation and Research at the FDA. He says some of the studies submitted to the FDA hinted at a mortality problem. Others didn't.
Anytime you put studies together, make various selections, you either found something real or you found something that isn't really clear.
If indeed niceratide increases the risk of kidney failure and kills several thousand people a year, there are some who say that isn't enough to condemn it. Raymond Lepicki retired 3 years ago from the FDA. He headed the division responsible for niceratide. He's since consulted for the manufacturer. He says his thinking then and now is that it's okay to make a trade-off of a higher risk of dying in the long run for more comfort in the short run.
Is it okay to make people feel better if indeed there is some risk, although not definitive, that they may have an increased risk of dying also? And I think that the long and short of that is that that's a decision that needs to be made by physicians and by patients.
Sackner Bernstein's report just came out in the Journal of the American Medical Association. He presented some of the data at a medical conference recently. He says it was not well received. Many doctors still want to use the drug, and he understands why. He remembers what it was like to see a patient suddenly get better.
You see that a couple times, you become a believer. You think it's great. But when you're standing next to a patient, you can't see that that may be a patient who 3 weeks from now may die.
There's an enormous division right now within cardiac care units. Nissen at the Cleveland Clinic won't use niceratide. Fellow cardiologist Robert Hobbs says he uses it happily and successfully 4 times a month. Everyone agrees on one thing. More research needs to be done. A spokesperson for manufacturer Syos says the company has gotten one of the country's most eminent cardiologists to organize a committee of experts to figure out what should be done next. Nissen says it's simple, a straight-out mortality study.
I could be wrong about this. This may actually turn out to be a good drug. But I want to see the evidence. And I think now the burden of proof is on the company to prove that. And so for me, until proven otherwise, the drug is unsafe. And if proven otherwise, I will be pleased. I hope I'm wrong about this.
In the meantime, Robert Temple at the FDA says the agency is reviewing the information, and it's in talks with the manufacturer about updating the drug's label. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.